Starting from the Mishnah. Abi Meir Ima Goyim as a Negoyim Lohaku. A Kohen is permitted to look at Negoyim to be Meikel. That means if he sees it's Toyer, he'll say it's Toyer. Avoloi Lahachmel. But if he sees that it's Tomei, he shouldn't say that it's Tomei, because that would shter the Simchas Yontif of the person who has the Nega. V'chachomim oimrim loy lahokil v'loy lahachmel. The Chachomim say a koyim b'chlal is not permitted in Chalamoid to look at a nega loy lahokil v'loy lahachmel. Now let us see Rashi. Royin es hanegoyim lahokil kloiman. Roye hakoye nega tzoras b'moyid in Chalamoid. Rashi brings down the Rashi in Sadi Adin Yom to be zichah to look at negoyim. But Chalamoid is permitted to look at the nega l'tayr. That means if he could be metayer it, he'll look at it and he'll say it's toil. Loi lahachmir, but she'im roya ha'koyin shehu tamei, eini eime klum. If he sees that it's tamei, he doesn't say anything. She'im metamoi, if he'll be metamei, this person, nimtza metarei b'moyit, brachmona omar v'samachto b'chagech. Zog the Gemara. Tanya Rabbi Meir Oime Royin as a Negoim Lohokel Avoloi Lahachmel. Rabbi Yaisi Oime Loi Lohokel Veloi Lahachmel. She im ato niskak loi lohokel, niskak loi af lahachmel. Rabbi Yaisi holds if the Kohen has to say an opinion, he cannot just say if it's Torah, say it's Torah, and if it's Tomei, he's not talking about it. If he's nizkak to be done on the nega, he has to say what it is, and if it is tamei, and he was metamim, so it comes out he was metzaya this person. So therefore, the kohen bechlal should not attempt to look at the nega. Omar Rebbe nirin divrei Rabbi Meir b'muskel, v'divrei Rabbi Yosi b'muchlet. Now, what Rebbe is saying over here, let us just skip it over, we'll come back soon. We have to first get into the sugya a little bit to understand the machlokes of Reb Meir and Reb Yosi, and then we'll be able to understand what Rebbe is saying. Omar Rabbi. Now, Rabbi is going back on the machlokes of Rabbi Meir and Reb Yosi. Again, Reb Meir holds that Royin Lahokel, Vein Royin Lahachmer, and Rabbi Yosi says, you're not Royin at all. Loy Lahokel, Veloy Lahachmer. So Rav says as follows. B'toher, if this person who the Kohen is looking at was a Toher, now he hears something, and now the Shaila is, should the Kohen look and tell him if it's Toher or Tomei? Kula Alme Loy Pligi, Veloy Chozulay. So then everyone holds, we don't invite the Kohen, and he doesn't look at it. We're not explaining this. We're not going to explain this now, we'll come back soon. We first have to understand the machlokes of Reb Meir and Reb Yosi. Now we're going back to the machlokes Reb Meir and Reb Yosi. Rabbi is a different parasha. Omar Rabbi, b'toher kuli almei loy pligi. If the person was toher, and now he has a shaila, he has a nega, he doesn't know it's a nega tomei, nega toher, it's chalamoid. Kuli almei loy pligi, bein Rab Meir, bein Rab Yosi, de loy chozulei. The kohen does not look at this nega. And the reason for this is, what will he accomplish by looking at it? If it's toyer, so it's toyer. So good. If he doesn't go, he's also toyer. Before the Kohen says tomei, he's also toyer. If it's tomei, so according to Rab Meir, you don't say it's tomei. So it's weiter, he's toyer. He doesn't accomplish anything by looking at it. And according to Rab Yosi, that he has to say what it is, so Zichi shouldn't look at it. I mean, why should we get into a situation that we might be mitzayer this person? So that's the first halacha. בתוהר כל העלמה לאי פליגי דלאי חוזילי. בהסגר רישן. What happens? No, he was already looked at before Chalamayit. He was looked at and the Kohen saw it was a nega. And so they put him into Hesker. He's a Kohen Musker. So now the end of the first week comes out in Chalamayit. Now, what happens now? Should the Kohen look at him, or should the Kohen not look at him? So, Behezger Rishen, the Kula Alme Loi Pligi, the Chazulei. Here, everyone holds that the Kohen can look at him. Afilu Abyeisi. Now, let us see Rashi, just understand a little bit what the Gemara is speaking about. Let us see all the Rashi's. Shim ataniskak loy lahokel ataniskak loy lahachmir. This was Rabbi Yossi svar klaimer. Me acher sherei ehu hakoyin. If the koyin sees it, oimer he has to say beinu tomei beinu toy. Can ignore it. So that's why it's better not to see it in Gaz. Omer Rabbi nirin li divrei Rabbi Meir bemuskel sheroyin v'divrei Rabbi Yossi bemuchlet. That means Rabbi said a muskel. The Kohen is permitted to see, and on a Muchlet he will not see. Behezgerishen, so now he was a Metzora Musker, it's the seventh day of the Hesker. So Rashi says, what is wrong in for a Kohen to look? She'im Metayalei, if will be Metayal, Mesamachlei. So he's besimcha. Mamish you are mesameach hayid in chalamoit. Iloi metayalei. If he wasn't metayer, loy metamele yoiser medimi kore. So he will not be metame him more than he was till now. Elamazgilei pamshni. He'll be masking him a second time. Now let's just explain this Rashi a little bit. There's more complications to the Rashi, but just to be able to get through to Rashi as follows. The halacha is that if there was a nega, and the nega remained status quo, that means that they showed a kohen a nega, there was no simen tume, it was not, there was no michya, there was no ahofach, a seyalov, and it never became a seyalov, there was a seyashocha that became a seyalov, we just saw a nega. So this nega, we wait, we see what's going to happen. If after the first week, nothing happens, so we wait another week. We mask him a second week. By the second week, Pashtid the Kor, we'll later see, Samach Lekas HaRishayim, but by the second week, if nothing happened, he's toil. That's the Seder. If nothing happens, he's toil. If, let's say, at the end of the first week, there was pisyoin, that means that the nega got larger. So then he's tamei vadai. But let's just imagine, let's forget about things which could occur. But if things will remain status quo, the nega will not change. So by seeing it the first week, we just say, we wait another week. So therefore, Rashi says as follows. By the hesger rishayin, but let's say this is the seventh day, the Kohen will come. So what will be if he comes, and what will be if he doesn't come? If the Kohen comes, so if it's Toyer, tell him it's Toyer, see him as Hameichim, Gevaldik. If it didn't change, and it's the way it was before, so tell him you have to wait another week. That's if he came. So you wait another week. And what'll be if he doesn't come? So we'll also wait another week. I mean, if he doesn't come, he doesn't go out of the Hezger till the Kohen tells him he's toil. So the coming and not coming will not do anything bad to this person, because accepting that nothing will change in the Nega, that is a problem. But we're assuming that Nega, for some reason, will not change. So if the Nega will not change, so the coming will not do, can only be letoiv, if it became toil, so it's letoiv. If it remained the same, so there'll be a hesker a second week. If the kohen won't come, so he'll also be musgel. So there's nothing bad in coming. The coming can only accomplish that he might become toyer. Because we need the kohen to be metayer the nega, so let him come. That's what Rashi says here. She metayer lei, if he'll be metayer him, mesameyach lei. Eloi metayer lei, if he won't be metayer him, lei metame lei yoisem idemikor, he won't be metame more than he was till now. Elamazgalei pamshniya. So memele, so let him come. The chazile. Ki pligi. So when is the machloikis between Rab Meir and Rab Yaisi? Behesker Shein. By the Hesker Shein. So what does Rashi say? Behesker Sheini. The I mitamele machvet lei betume chamure umetzayer lei. If he'll be metamehim, he'll have a tumah chamurah and he'll be metzayalei. Here we are afraid by the hezger sheini, he'll be metamehim. Now, we'll come back to this also. Why are we afraid he might be metamehim the second hezger and he won't be metamehim the first hezger? Aba al koponim, here we're afraid he might be metamehim and he'll be metzayalei. Mar Savar, so now what is the machloikis? Mar Savar Bekoyin Tal Yemilse. Rameya holds that what to say and what not to say depends on the koyin. Itoir omale toir. The tome shosik. So by the Hezger Sheini Afilu, now he's tome. So keep quiet. So looking at the nega could only come out good things. So let him look at the nega according to Rameya. Umar sova litaroi oi litamoi ksiv. That the posik says litaroi oi litamoi. That means the koyin has to do one of the two. The koyin doesn't have a choice. If it's toyo, tell him it's toyo, no litamoi. No, litaroi oi litamoi ksiv. Tarei letamik siv. So what is Shirashi on this? Ma rameya domaroy elohoke letai ravaloy letamei sova bekoyin tolo rachmon. It's after the koyin. Di metam, di metamalei havitome, but it's tome. Vi loy boi metamalei, vi doesn't want to be metamin, loy havitome. Elohochi chazi le elohoke, so he looks at him, maybe could be meiko, maybe he's toyo. Avaloi lahachmer, dichosilei David tomei, leilemelei klum, he won't talk anything. But I have it tomei, nishnachalamoid geret, he won't talk about it. If it's tomei, umar rabiyoisi da'oma loi lahokel, sova letaroi uletamiksi, dichosilei koyen de tomei, if the koyen sees his tomei, loimotzi lemishtek, he can't keep quiet. Vidilma havi tomei, maybe he's tamei, v'nimtza mitzaroi, shemetamei b'moit. Now, before we go further, we have to know one thing. Rashi on our sugya is very bekitzer. There's missing a lot of nekudas in Rashi. And we learn Taisvis, we're not up to Taisvis, but we learn Taisvis, we would see that Taisvis brings down a lot of things from Rashi, which it doesn't say in our Rashi, which Baruch Hashem, it does say in Rashi on the Rif. So I'd like to learn now Rashi and the Rif, and we can get a much broader picture about the sugya, and we'll be able to understand much better the Gemara later with Rebbe. Let us see Rashi and the Rif. That's Rashi Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. Rashi on the top of the Amud. Rashi Bedafi Yarif. So Rashi says, Royin es anegoim b'chol amoid lahokel. Rabbi says, Royin es anegoim b'chol amoid lahokel, she'im toyer, oim aloi koin toyer ato, she'simche hi loy. Avol loy lahachme, she'im tomehu, yishtoik, v'loy yitamenu, v'yatzrichenu lotzeis chutz lamachne, and he'll have to go out chutz lamachne, Nisha evil hu loy b'moyd. And this is an avelus b'moyd to go out chutz l'machne. So now, here we have one nekude. Rashi is telling us that a koyin musger is not chutz l'machne.
That we see from this Rashi right away. A Kohen Musker is in the Machne, is in Machne Yisrael. So by telling him he's Tomei, you're isolating him from people. That's what here Rashi explains. Rashi by Estabal, we didn't see anything. But Rashi explains that by being mitame him, being mitame a koyin muske, you're sending him chutz lemachne. That's one nekude. Now we'll go further. This is Ramei. So therefore you're not mitame. Why should be mitzayir a yid and send him chutz lemachne chalamay? Rabbi Yossi says, Loi lahokel, shemitoich sheniskak leroysoi, since he was forced to see him, im hu toil, behainu lahokel olo, hu niskak loi lahachmes, he's also zokuk to be machmes, shim tomehu, oimeloi tomeyato. Dein koin rashoi lishtoik, he's not allowed to keep quiet. Umutev shelo ye royim klau, the chosman shleil ra'ol ha'koyin d'loy oma loy tomeyat areyu ketoya gomo. So these are toya. The koyin rashoi lishtoik kol zman shleil ra'ol. Loy ra'ol. Period. Now. Ubehezger sheni komitlegi rameya v'rab yoisi. Now the machloikis of rameya v'rab yoisi is behezger sheni kidemaforish rabe begemora. So Rashi explains, the betoyer mitchilosai, if he was, now Rashi explains why the machloikus is only on this. The betoyer mitchilosai, im nisnage, he got a nega, kulam aloi pligi, the lechozile. The kohen shouldn't see him. The ichozile, le mahani vele midi, he won't accomplish anything. The lerab meyer, domarain lehokel, veloi lahachmer, hochemai kaovidle. What will he do for him? The toyer, my komahanilai, the hashtanami toyer v'oimet, he's also toyer. V'itomehu shosik. So hilkachem royim. So if he has a nega, so according to Rameyer, there's no reason he should see him. Ul rabbi yoisi nami vadi ein royim. According to rabbi yoisi, zichir won't be royim. Do ein koyim rashoi lishtek, he can't keep quiet. V'tame yitamenu loze. So Mamele, a toyer gomor yizicha don't look at. Ubehezgerishen nami kolamoloi pligi de chozilei. By the hezgerishen, the chozilei, shimchal shvi shal hezgerishen b'choyli shamoy. If the seventh day of the hezgerish is in choyli shamoy, yochul koyin liroisi, so the koyin is permitted to look at it. The imetailei, a simcha hiloi. It's also simcha. The imatzrich lay hezger zayin yomim shaynis. And if we'll tell him, no, it did not change. So my poste. So what did he lose from that? Eloi havi chozilei, if he would not have seen it, is also bebeis hakele nami hoya oimitz. He was saivasai in a prison. So number two, a second akud that we see from this Rashi, that musgar means, Shitas Rashi is, musgar is a closed up room. That's the taish. You masgir him. You lock him up in the room. That's Rashi Shita in Chumash. So Memele, so Rashi says, so if he comes, or if he comes, and he tells them you have to be locked up another week, so he's locked up another week. And if he doesn't come, he's also locked up another week. So why shouldn't he come? There's a possibility he might tell him you're toyer. Eloi havechozilei bebeis hakele nami hoya oimet. So memele, so by a hezgerishin ishezichakon, there's a possibility he might be mitaira. Elo behesker sheini kamiflegi. The machloikis is behesker sheini. In bo shvi shal shivas yemei hezker sheini b'chayli shamoy. The seventh day of the second hezker is in chalamoy. Rameyer oimer reyeu koin lohokel. Im toyer oimer loy toyer. If he became toyer, so he told him you're toyer. Vim tomei, if he became tomei, shaysik. Ve'enei matzrichoi shiluach chutz lemachne. He will not send them out chutz lemachne. Now, again Rashi says, this is the second time Rashi says, that a musgor is in the machne, and a muchlet is sent out chutz lemachne. So Rashi says, you won't do it. Why should be metamet to send them chutz l'machne? So now Rashi had a kasha, a meridike kasha. Rashi held that hezger is solitary confinement. That's the taich hezger. We'll see later in Rashi, that's what Rashi held. So Rashi had a meridike kasha, so what's so bad that he sent them chutz l'machne? And what's his matzav here? He's mingling with people? There's solitary confinement over here. So what's better? What's the calamity of sending him chutz l'machne? So you tell him he's tamei, so go chutz l'machne. So Rashi says, no. The noyach loy lozeh sheyei muzgel, he'd rather be muzgel v'yishma keil b'nei odom. He's in the heart of town, he's in the heart of Yerushalayim, he hears people talking. Good, he's locked up in the room. V'yeitze chutz l'machne. So memele, so he won't be metame. So here Rashi says, so now we have a second yesod, that the calamity, the tzar that will occur if the kohen is metamehin at the end of the hezker sheni is that he'll be sent chutz l'machne and he's happier in solitary confinement in the machne because he can hear people talking than being sent chutz l'machne. Now, a maimer hamusger ashtikel haore lochayre chutz l'machne does not mean they sent him into the desert. Chutz l'machne means they sent him out of Yerushalayim. A mitzayre is sent chutz from machne Yisrael means he sent from a ear that's orichoyme. He sent him into Tel Aviv. That's where you sent him. He's out of Yerushalayim. He's in Tel Aviv now, so it's not so. But al kaponim Rashi says that it's better off to be in Yerushalayim and to hear people talking than to be sent out of Yerushalayim. So therefore, we do not want to be metame, a metzoire that is in the second week of his hezker. Now, we're going to see, we don't have this in our Gemara, but this is muchach, that there's another machloikis, which our Gemara for some reason did not mention. There's another machloikis between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Meir, and this is by a mitzoire muchlet. A mitzoire muchlet, that means he was tamei already, finished, and now he's going to come to the kohen in Chalamoit, and the kohen is going to look at him. Now, what are the possibilities which can occur now? So there's a few possibilities. Possibility number one is that the kohen will tell him, Nilpatzaras minatzarua yotoya. So what does that mean? So that means, or he'll tell him, you're the same like before. So now let's start thinking. If he tells him that you're the same like before, he didn't do anything bad. I mean, if he didn't come, he's tummy, he's a muchlet, and if he's the same like before, so he didn't, the kohen didn't do anything bad by saying you're still tummy. By telling him, Nilpa, he told him, no, you're toyer, he accomplished two stiridike zachen. What did he accomplish? The din is, a muchlet, if he's toyer, she's allowed to go back chutz l'machne. She's allowed to go back. So he accomplished something. Before he was out of civilization, now he can go back to the machne. That's a gewaltig gesagt, simchis yonter. But there's a catch over here. The din is that b'mei sefiroi, in those 7 days after it's nirpot negat saras min atzerua, he's also betash mishamita. A muchlet is muta betash mishamita. But b'yimei sefira, he's also betash mishamita. So when the kohen will be metayerim, if he'll be metamim, he's not doing anything. He's the way he was before. If the kohen will be metayerim, so now he'll be doing something which is good for him. He's able to get back to civilization. Tzavse da'alme, he'll be together with people, but he's going to lose out his wife. He's going to lose tzavsa de ishtoi. That if he's going to be metayer, this metzayra muchlet. Now let us see Rashi. Muchlet. Af al pi שיהי שם. Now there's another machlokes. There's a machlokes in Mukhlet. Mukhlet, af al pi sheyehi sham mutar betashmish. So Rashi says like this. L'chayre, Rameyer holds, that's what Rashi, maybe it wasn't Rashi's Gemara. Rameyer holds that a metzayre, Mukhlet, according to Rameyer, the kain is allowed to see. And according to Rav Yossi, a kain is not allowed to see. So now we have to understand this. So Rashi says as follows. Mukhlet, af al pi sheyehesh sham mutar betashmish, if it'll remain a mukhlet, it'll be mutar betashmish. And by being mitayer him, he's also betashmish beishtoim. The kosova rameya hotzav sedal menichelein. Rameya holds that it's better for him to be able to mingle with people than to be mutter with his wife. So even though the tahare of the kohen will bring about that he's also beishtoi, but lemais is going to bring about that tzavse daomi is mutter to mingle with people, is allowed to go back and machni Yisrael. So Rameya holds a mukhlet, a kohen is permitted to look at. Rabbi Yossi says, Loi lahokel v'loi lahachmel. Now he's going to explain, so it comes out like this. Rameya holds, by a musgir, he can look at him. If he sees he's toyer, a musgir, shabuah sheini, he looks at him. If he sees he's toyer, I'm about to kesim chashantav, you're toyer. If he sees that he's tomei, he doesn't tell him anything. So nothing bad happens to him. You won't send him chutz lamachne. He remains the where he was. He was a muske. He'll remain a muske. So nothing bad happens to him. By a mukhlet, you look at him according to Rameyam. And also nothing bad will happen with him. If he remains tame, so he was tame. I didn't do anything bad. He was like this without looking. Also remain tame. And if I tell him he's toyer, so he's going to get tafsa di alme. He's be able to mingle with people. Even though he'll lose the heter tashmish with his wife, but tzavse da alma odif lei mi tzavse da ishtoi. That is what Rameya holds. So now we understand Rameya is matir by a metzoyre musgir behezger sheni and by a metzoyre mukhlet. Rabbi Yossi Omar loy lahokel v'loy lahachme. He shouldn't look at it not for kulis, not for chum. Sheim roye'i lohokel, yovi lahachmer olam. Im hu tomei, vein koin rashoi lishtek. This is by a musgir. So the koin is not allowed to be shoisik. V'yiyah matzrichoi shilu achutz l'machta. So again, now Rashi's talking about a musgir. That means if he'll say that he's tomei, so we'll have to send him chutz l'machta. So he's going to lose tzavse da'alme. So now, Rashi asks Akasha, the Eimo hai b'tzavse da'alme nichelei? No. The Eimo hai tzavse da'alme nichelei. Now let me explain what Rashi is saying right here. Rashi is going to say this soon, another chiddush. Rashi shita is that a metzoyre musker does not have tashmish amita. And why does the metzayre muska not have tashmish amita? So the Tosfos HaRosh explains Rashi because he's in solitary confinement. No one's allowed to come in. He's locked. A metzayre muska is he can't have tashmish. A metzayre muchlet is a memela, he's muta betashmish. So memela, so Rashi had a kasha. What's so bad by looking at a metzayre muska? What's so bad? You'll be metamin. So, now he's in solitary confinement. You'll be metamin. So, lemaise, so take, he's losing tzavse d'alme. That's like, this solitary confinement, you're going to hear people talking. You send them out, he loses tzavse d'alme, he's not close. But he's going to get his wife. He's going to get his wife. Before he couldn't have his wife. Now we'll have his wife.
So why? So Rashi is asking a kash. According to Rabbi Yossi, he has to say the truth. Whatever he sees, he has to say. So what's the calamity? What's the calamity by being metamehim? So Rashi says, but maybe this person, tzavse da alme, is more choshev than tzavse da ishtoi. That means that if you're going to be metamehim, now he's happy. His people, they're talking all around. He doesn't have a wife. He doesn't have a wife. But he's in civilization. He has people talking. If you're going to send them out, he's going to lose tzavse da alme. So therefore, Rabbi Yossi holds that it is so better we shouldn't look at him, because we might be being metzayer him. That means even though if we'll be metame him, he'll be having a bonus that'll be mutter be'ishtoi, but could be tzavse da alme is odif lei mitzavse de'ishtoi. Let us again see Rashi. So Rashi says, Rashi saying pshat and Rabbi Yossi. Rashi says as follows. Rabbi Yossi Yama loyla hakel loyla hachma sheim rei eila hakel. If he will see him and he'll be la hakel, yavi la hachma have to be machma also. Is im imutame ven kaim rashoi lishtoik v'yiyah matzrichoi shilua chutz lamachne, and if he'll be metame him, he'll have to go out chutz lamachne. The aim, and what's the calamity? The aim or high b'tzavse da alma nechale. Maybe this person is happier b'tzavse da alma than having a wife. So memele, therefore, you don't look at the hezger sheni, you don't look at him, because could be you'll be mitzayer him by being mitamehim, and he'll lose tzavse da alma, even though he'll be able to have his wife. V'hochi nami pligi b'muchlet. Now there's also a machloikis b'muchlet. Shekva yotza chutz l'machne. The muchlet went out. He's out of the machne already. Im nilpa mitzaras. Now it was nilpa mitzaras. V'rotza lahareis l'koin. He wants to show it now to the koin. Im nilpa v'yitayres atzme. Is l'divrei Rab Meir royim. According to Rab Meir, you're allowed to look. Di toir, omalei toir, so is toir. Vi itomei, omalei tomei. Vahocheleke, evil. Vahocheleke, avoloi lahachmel. Here there's no chumras over here. The lav heine chumra, de mikore tomei, vahashte tomei. So memele, according to Rabbi Meir, if you tell him toir, it's good, he'll have tzavse di alme, which he didn't have before. If you tell him Tomei, so he was like he was before. L'divrei Rabbi Yossi, ein royin. According to Rabbi Yossi, ein royin. The omalei toher, nimtza machmer olav, she'oisroi betashmish. Now could be, by telling him toher, so he's going to lose his wife for 7 days. Echdelekamon. Va'aval gav da havalei tzavse di alme. Aye, but he's going to give him tzavse di alme. Eima hai betzavse di ishtoi nechalei. Maybe by him is preferable to have tzavse di ishtoi. So let us just review now what Rashi says over here, because it's a very complicated gemara, to put it mildly. Rashi here on the Rif holds as follows. There's a double machloikis between Rab Meir and Rab Yossi. Rab Meir holds when a koyin looks at a menuge, he does not have to say everything. If it's toyer, he can say toyer, and if it's tummy, he doesn't have to say tummy. That's one machloikis. So therefore, if he is a musger, behezger sheini, so Rav Meir holds, let the Kohen look. It's Yom Shvi of the second week of Hezger. So let him go and look at the Nega. If he's Toyer, well, tell him he's Toyer. So there's a Simchas Yomtes. If he's Tomei, so now by telling him he's Tomei, he has to send him Chutz Lamachne. He's sending him Chutz Lamachne, which is terrible. So he won't tell him that it's Tomei. Verkehrt, I won't tell you that. So remain here, remain in the machne. You're in prison, but you can hear people talking. He won't tell them that he's tummy. That's what Rameyer holds by a muska. By a muchlit, he'll come and ask him, am I Torah tummy? So here the Rashi says, whatever you tell him, you're not doing anything bad. If you tell him, you're tummy, say, what's tummy till now? So I'm not being mechadish anything on him. So he's right to tummy. If you tell him he's Torah, so you're making tzavsa dalma, now be able to mingle with people, is allowed to permit to go with Teich HaMachna, a moiradika simcha. Even though by telling him he's Torah is going to lose his wife, the mayor holds tzavsa dalma odifle mi tzavsa de ishtoi. So memele, so there's nothing wrong, so by being mitayim, you're also not doing anything wrong. So whatever you tell a muchlid, there is no problem. This is Shitas Rameya. Rabbi Yossi, there's a double machlokes. Rabbi Yossi holds, number one, if you look at the nega, you are forced to say what it is. You can't just say one way and the other way, I'm not talking about it. You're forced to say what it is. So let us go. So it comes out by a mitzoire, that's a musger. So if it's going to be tomei, he has to tell him he's tomei. By telling him he's tomei, so he's going to lose tzavsa da alme. Now you're going to send him chutz lemachne. So Rashi said, but he's going to gain his wife. Before he was in solitary confinement. Now he's going to gain his wife. So Rashi says, but Rabbi Yossi says, what do we know what's more choshev by this person? Maybe by this person, Tzavsed the Alm is more choshev than Tzavsed the Ishtar. We don't know what this person knows. So how can you be mitamim? Maybe you'll be mitzayim. By him, Tzavsed the Alm is a bigger loss. By losing, to be able to mingle, to hear people, that's a bigger loss than to be able to have his wife. So you can't be mitamim. That is by a muskel. By a muchlet, Rashi says, Rabbi Yossi says the other way around. How can you be metayer? You have to be metayerim. How can you be metayerim? Maybe this person, his wife, is more choshim than Tzavsa Diyama. You don't know what this person is. So Rabbi Yossi said there's no klal which is more choshim, Tzavsa Diyama, Tzavsa Diyishtoi. We don't know. Each person is bazundo. So since we don't know the feelings of each person, we can't mingle into this shaila because what we could be, we're going to be mitzayah this person. So therefore Rabbi Yossi holds that sai by a muchlet and sai by a muzger, the kohen doesn't look at him. And Rameh holds sai by a muchlet and sai by a muzger, the kohen does look at him. That is what Rashi says, and it seems that was mevur in the Gemara. Now let us go, and in Agavuche, we had two chidushim from Rashi, which we'll see, Taisus is chaylik on Rashi, but we have two meridike chidushim in Rashi. Chidush number one, Rashi holds that a muzger is permitted to be in the machne, and dafke a muchlet is sent chutz lemachne, one chidush of Rashi. And the second chidush, Rashi holds that a muzger is also betashmish amite, and a muchlet will be muta betashmish amite. And this we explained, that the Taisus HaRosh explains Rashi, not that lemaisid is an iser tashmish by a muzger, but a muzger, the bepoil is not shayach tashmish because he's in solitary confinement, he's locked up in prison, we won't let anyone come in to visit him. So lemaisa, a muzger does not have tashmish, and a muchlet has tashmish. This is Rashi's pshat in the Gemara and Rashi's shita. Now let us go a little further. Now we're going to begin to understand what Rebbe was speaking about. Before we just skipped it over. Omar Rebbe, Nirin Divrei Rabbi Yossi Bemuchlet, V'divrei Rav Meir b'muskel. Rabbi said, I hold like Rabbi Yossi b'muchlet, and I hold like Rav Meir b'muskel. Now, let me just explain this. Let's just explain this so far before we go further. Rabbi held like Rabbi Yossi. Number one. Rabbi held that a Kohen has to say what he saw. That he held like Rabbi Yossi. Afal Pike, Rabbi said, Nirin divrei Rabbi Yossi b'muchlet. By a muchlet I hold that he's not permitted to look at him. V'divrei Rab Meir b'muzker. By a muzker, he's permitted to look at him. Now let's understand this before we go further. So Rabbi held Tzavse de Ishtoi is more choshuv than Tzavse de Alma. That's what Rabbi held personally. Rabbi Yossi said there's different types of people. Rabbi Meir said Tzavse de Alma is better. And Rabbi said, I hold Tzavse de Ishtoi is more choshuv. Tzavse de Ishtoi is more choshuv. So therefore, Rabbi said as follows. I hold according to Rabbi Yossi, whatever you see, you have to say. So Rabbi said like this. When it comes to a muchlet, Rabbi said, Niren divrei Rabbi Yossi b'muchlet. I should look at a muchlet, what is he going to tell the muchlet? Your Torah? Achmanin Islam. So Chalamayit, he's going to lose his wife. So what, he is Tzavse d'Alme, he can go and mix with people. Tzavse d'Ishtei is more choshev than Tzavse d'Alme. So Memele, so I hold by a muchlet, the Kohen is not allowed to look at him, because he's going to lose his wife. Tzavse d'Ishtei is more choshev. When it comes to a muzker, so what is going to happen? He's going to tell him, you're afraid he's tummy. He has to tell him he's tummy. So what's going to be in his tummy? He's going to gain a wife in loose people. But I hold Tzavse de Ishtoi is more choshev than Tzavse de Alma. So by a muzker, let him go. Let him look at him. There's no calamity. What's going to happen? There'll be metamim. There'll be metayim. The problem is he might be metamim. So why this will be happier? He's miserable now. He's miserable now as a muzger. He doesn't have his wife. You'll tell him he's a muchlet. He has a wife all upon him. He'll lose Tzavse de Alma. So lose Tzavse de Alma. That is the first lotion of Rebbe. So now let us again see Rebbe. Amar Rebbe. Rebbe said, Nirin divrei Rebbe Yossi b'muchlet. I hold like Rebbe Yossi b'muchlet. That means by a muchlet I hold, the Kohen is not permitted to look at the muchlet because he might be metayer him. And if he'll be metayer him, he's gonna lose his wife. And that's a calamity in Chalamoid. Even though he's gaining Tzavse d'Alma, but he's losing his wife. V'divrei Rabbi Meir b'muzker, and I hold like Rabbi Meir by a muzker. By a muzker, what'll be? He'll have to be metamim. So what? So get a wife. So v'kelt. There's everything to gain and nothing to lose. So be metamim. He'll have his wife all upon him. A muzker is in solitary confinement. Frekte Gemore, v'hasanye ibre. We learned, Rabbi said, punkt v'kelt. Rabbi said, Nirin divrei Rabbi Yossi b'muzker, v'divrei Rabbi Meir b'muchlet. Now let us understand this ibcha before we go further. This ibcha held that Rabbi holds Tzavse da Alme is more choshev than Tzavse da Ishtoi. That's what Rabbi held. He held exactly like Rabbi Meir in that yisod. Tzavse da Alme is better than Tzavse da Ishtoi. So Memele, so Rabbi said, Nirin divrei Rabbi Meir b'muchlet. So a muchlet, he'll be metayrim. Gewaldig. He can mingle with people now. Tzavse d'alme. So Nirin divrei Rabbi Meir b'muchlet. Nirin divrei Rabbi Yossi b'muzger. Because if he'll be metamehim, so he's going to lose Tzavse d'alme. So hey, he'll have his wife. Tzavse d'alme is much more choshev than Tzavse d'ishta. So the Gemara says, Vosanye Ipre. So Gemara says, Tanoi. Alibe de Rebbe. There's a machloikis what Rebbe holds. Mar Sovar Tzavse the Alma Odiflei. One Tana holds that Rebbe holds Tzavse the Alma Odiflei. And therefore, you are Roye by a Muchlet, and you are not Roye by a Muske. Because by a Muchlet he can gain Tzavse the Alma, and by a Muske he might lose Tzavse the Alma. And the other Tana holds that Rebbe holds Tzavse the Ishti Adifalei. And therefore, Tzavse the Ishti Adifalei, so he holds like Rab Meir by a Muchlet. Let's look by a Muchlet. No. He holds like Rab Yosi by a Muchlet, because he might lose his wife. And he holds by Krameya, by a Musgir, because Fakir will get his wife. Now, let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi, Bohatanya Ibre, we learn Fakir, Divrei Krameya b'muchlet, the Rebbe holds by Krameya b'muchlet, v'divrei Rabbi Yosi b'muzgir. Marso v'tzav say the ishtay odiflet. So now Rashi explains. He holds Tzavse the Ishti Odefle. Elohochi, Chozile b'moyed b'hezker sheini. Therefore he holds like Rab Meir b'muska. You can see him b'hezker sheini. Because v'monav shech, di'i metaroi, if he'll be metairim by the hezker sheini, misamchoi, misamchoi, gewaldig. V'afilu metamalei, u'machletlei, u'mishadalei chutz migimu machnes. Now he's sending him chutz migimu machnes. The last late tzavse the inshi the alma. Now there won't be people around him. After lahochi less late tzavse, that doesn't bother him. Do is late tzavse the ishtoi. Now he has his wife. Umutahu be ishtoi lishachidim or be mechalutoi. So he has his wife, and the wife is mutah be mechalut. So he holds. So therefore, by a musger he holds like a mayor. Let him look, even though he has to say everything. And you saw that he holds like Rabbi Yosi that he has to say everything. But let him say, if it'll be metamim. So even though he'll lose Tzavse the Alma, but he'll gain Tzavse the Ishtay. So therefore, one is permitted to look by a Muska. V'divrei Rabbi Yosi b'muchlet. And he holds like Rabbi Yosi b'muchlet. Da'afilu metayilei, afilu b'metayirem. So he's also doing a rotem. The Avol gab the shori leila machne Yisrael. The muchlet he tell him yotoyel, and he'll have tafse the alma. Abe isle tare the less le tafse the ishtar. But he won't have his wife. The osir he's osir and his wife. The kivin the metayel le mechalutay. Since he's metayel mechalutay, mi boy le mimne sheve yemei sefirai. Now he has to count 7 days. Ube mei sefirai osir betash mishamita. Receive the Yoshav Michutz La'oloi Shivas Yomim. Oloi Zu Ishtoi Receive Shuvo Lachem La'olechem. So that means, if Rebbe holds Tzavse the Ishtoi Odiflei, so therefore a Muchlet is not permitted to look at. He holds like Rabbi Yosi by a Muchlet, and by a Muske he holds like Rabbi Yosi is allowed to look at, because a calamity will never occur even if he's Metame. That's one lashon. Umar sover tzavse da alma odifle. Hai tame da oma. Oma rabbi nirin divrei rabbi. Umar sover tzavse da alma odifle. And the other tame held that rabbi held tzavse da alma odifle. Hai tame da oma. Oma rabbi nirin divrei rabbi b'muchlet. That Rebbe holds like Rameya b'muchlet. That means that you're allowed to look at a Metzayra muchlet. The divrei Rabbi Yosi b'muska, that you're not allowed to look at a Metzayra muska. So this time the whole Tzavar Tzavse da Alma odivlei. He holds Tzavse da Alma's odivlei. Olahochi chozi b'mei chalutai. Therefore, b'mei chalutai, he's permitted to look at him. Why the e metamo? If he'll be metamim, by metamo yaisim edemikor, he's not metamim more than he was before. The metaro, and if he'll be metayre mesamchei, this lights up the dalma, because now he can mingle with people. But after God also betash mishamite, Tzavse da Alma Odiflei. So this Lashon holds that Rebbe holds Tzavse da Alma Odiflei. V'divrei Rabbi Yossi b'muska. And he holds like Rabbi Yossi b'muska. The Loichosi lei, he's not permitted to look at him. Dume metamalei chutz legimu machnis. And the last lei Tzavse da Alma, he won't have Tzavse da Alma u'metzayelei. So let us just go over in a nutshell again the sugya. We have here three shittas. Rav Meir, Rav Yossi, and Rebbe. Rav Meir holds that the Kohen is not mechuyev to say everything. If it's lahokel, he can say, and if it's lahachmer, he can't say. Rav Yossi and Rebbe hold that he has to say everything. That's one machlokes. Now we have another machlokes. Rav Meir holds Tzavse da Alma Odiflei. Tzavse da Alma is better than Tzavse da Ishtoi. Therefore, Rav Meir holds that Bimei Chalutoi, let him look and say everything. And if he's Toyer, he'll get Tzavse da Alma. If he's Tomei, so he was Tomei before Saibasai. By a muske, if you'll be metamim, halus tafse daome, so don't be metamim, you don't have to say everything. That sheet is chameya. Rabbi Yossi holds, we can never know what is more choshev by this person. So therefore, by a muchlet, don't look. Because maybe this person, tafse de ishtoi, is more choshev than tafse daome. So how could you be metayrim? Maybe you're doing garatim, he's losing his wife now. By a muzgel, don't be metamehem. Maybe he's a person, tzavse da alma odiflei. Maybe he old tzavse da alma is more choshev than tzavse da ishtoi. That means we have to be chayish that each person has different feelings. So by a muzgel could be you're doing bad to him by making him lose tzavse da alma. By a muchlet could be you're doing bad to him by making him lose tzavse de ishtoi. That is Rabbi Yossi. And Rabbi held, now there's a machlokes tanoim what Rabbi held. Rabbi held that the ikir is tzavse de ishtoi. And if Rabbi holds the ikir is tzavse de ishtoi, so therefore a muchlet you're not allowed to look at because he's going to lose ishtoi. A muzga you're allowed to look at because he's going to gain ishtoi. And if he holds tzavse di alme, so it's punfakert. So a muchlet you're allowed to look at because he could gain tzavse di alme. And a muzga you're not allowed to look at because he'll lose tzavse di alme. Let us go a little further. Lememre, the muchlet mutter betash mishamite. It comes out that you're telling me that the reason you can't look at a muchlet because he's going to lose his wife. So by Eistes Kolzman, he was a muchlet. It's mutter betash mishamite. And that's right. He's like a mutter. A muchlet is mutter betash mishamite. V'hasanya, we learned in Abaraise. V'hasanya, I think this has been a chuse. That a muchlet is like a mutter betash mishamita. Vosanya we learned in a baraisa. V'yoshav michutz la'oloi shivas yomim. This is a muchlet that became toil. V'yoshav michutz la'oloi shivas yomim she'osar betash mishamita. That means b'mei sefiroi is osar betash mishamita. Vein olei ala ishte shnem oleich amoylem shuvu lochem lo'oleichem. Rebbe Yoimer, that's the Marie Landau's Gilsa, Rebbe Yoimer, this is our Rebbe, Shivas Yomim Yisperuloi, Yimei Sfiroi, Veloi Yimei Chalutoi. Fakert, it says, this holding of Shuvu Lochem Loleichem, this is of Yoshu Michutz Looloi, is speaking that could be Mei Sfiroi. Vimei Sfiroi, he's also Betash Mishamite, Veloi Yimei Chalutoi. So fakert, So a muchlet is mutter betash mishamite. So he loses when he becomes ois cholot and enters yimei sfira. Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Yehuda oimer, zayin yimei sfira, that Rabbi Yossi b'Yehuda holds, that if Yimei Sfiroi, he's also betash mishamite, kalvoch oima li mei chalutoi. So Yimei Chalutoi, he's ichor also betash mish. Hey, so Rabbi Yossi, all the posik is telling us a chiddush, afilu be mei Sfiroi, that he became a lesser mitzoyre. The Taras started already. Afal pikein, he's also betash mish. Avad de givis be mei chalutoi, he's ichor also betash mish. Va omar abchiyah, Danti lifnei Rebbe. I asked a shayla from Rebbe. Limatonu Rabbeinu yoisom loy hoyo loy luuziyo elo bimei chalutai. That means there's a whole cheshbin, which you won't go now into the cheshbin. Yoisom was the son of Uziyo HaMelech. Uziyohu was a metzoyre. So now the shayla is when the Uziyo's wife became this Abba from Yoisom. So Limatono Rabbeinu Yoisom loy hoyo loy Uziyo elo bimei chalutai. That means he was this Abba. She was this Abba when he was still al Metzayre Cholut. So it would seem from that a Metzayre Cholut is Mutter Betash Mishamite. Omaloy Afanika Chomarti. I also would like that. Rebbe. So, because Rebbe holds, a mitzayre muchlet is mutter betash mishamita. That's right. She was nesaba when he was a cholut, and a cholut is mutter betash mishamita. But my komiflegi. Now the Gemara is going to explain what is the machloikis between Rabbi and Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda saw the goli rachmona bimei sfiroi. The Torah says bimei sfiroi is also betash mish, which is a lesser mitzayre. The Kolshkein be mechalute. Avad the givis be mechalute. Zichar asa betashmish. That's what Reis Rav Yehuda holds. Umar sover, my de goli goli. Umay de loy goli, loy goli. The Torah says be me sviro yizosa. That's it. Be mechalute is mutter. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi, yimei sviro yosa betashmish amite, lo yimei chalute. This is Rebbe. Yaisam loy hoyo luziyo elabi mechalute. Kleima. Loy nis abra imoy de yaisam elabi mechalute duziyo. That this was mechalute duziyo. Duziyo hoyo mitzayre. Loy niskak le ishtoy bi meisefiro elabi mechalute. So he said, afani kainamat. He also holds like that. The mitzayre muta betash mishamite, the biyoshov, Michutz la'olai b'mei sfirei k'sib. But b'mei chalutai is mut. V'rebi saw b'mei de goli goli. Loch yamrinen y'mei sfirei v'loi y'mei chalutai. This is the sugya according to Rashi. Now let us see if we can start Taisvus. Let us see Taisvus. Amar Rebi. Nirin divrei Rab Meir b'muskel. Now, as we mentioned in the beginning, Taisus had Rashi on the Rif, so Taisus saw things which doesn't say in Arashi, but which does say in Rashi on the Rif. Ma sheperish bekunteres, the musker osser betashmish amit. Now, the musker is osser betashmish amit. And that's why Rashi had explained that why can't you look at a mitzayre musker, according to Rab Meir, because Rab Meir holds tashmi itzavse de alme is odif le mitzavse de ishtoi. That means even though he'll gain a wife, he lost his wife, he may has geiroi, but he's gonna lose tzavse d'alme. So Rashi holds mashe pirish bekuntres the musker also betashmi shamite loineida minayin loy. So Taisa says, I don't know where Rashi got this from. Das nan perikame de Megille, ein bein muske le muchlet, elo priya u prima. The whole difference between a metzere muske and a metzere muchlet is priya, that is megadol pera roishoi, that he can't take a haircut, u prima and is begodim aton. That's the only difference. Mashme, the linyan tashme shamite, shoven. That is similar. The Laman da Oma Muchlet Mutter, according to Rabbi that holds a Muchlet is Mutter, Kolschkein the Muske Mutter, so Muske Ziche Mutter. ולמען דיום עד המוחלט עושה, הוא עדין מוזכר עושה. דה מוחלט מייטיימה דה עושה, משמדי כקל וחיימה. According to רבי יוסי ברב יהודה, why is a מוחלט עושה? כוס הקל וחיימה ומי ספירוי. מה דה ימי ספירוי איז עושה? זה בעד הגביס ימי חלוטוי. כדמרינה בשמייטן. Bochinami kavoch emily may his kirai. So his geri is also more humble than you may svire. His geri, yeah. But gemrini, you may haske, me may svire. The imi shum ayel tell me that you may haske is kill the einton prio prime, be may sporinami einton prio prime. So therefore, you may haske is more humble than you may svire. Period. So Memela, so Tosfos has a Gemara Megillah, the only difference between a Muzker and a Muchlet is Priya Prima. So Vaisis Linyan Tashmish are the same. Either both of them are Osa or both of them are Mutter. For Ho de Koma Hosam Bigmore Hole Inyan Shiluach Tume Zeveze Shoven. The Gemara says, what are they similar? By Shiluach, to send them out Chutz Lamachna. Who are then linyan tashmish amita, linyan tashmish are also shoven, hein shoven. Eloloi posik leile isa, but why didn't he mention, but we don't know the shoven, but what is it? Eloloi posik leile isa oileheta. So that's why he didn't want to talk about it, because the same. What is it? Either they're both osa, or both mutet. Son machlik is rabbi yasi b'rabbi yehuda. That is one nikuda that Rashi had said, that Tashmish is also by a Muzger, and Taisa says there's no such thing. But as we mentioned before with the Taisa Sarosh, the Kash isn't Shver. Because Behemis in the Tadan Isser Tashmish, Behemis can have Tashmish, because he's in solitary confinement. Period. Vigam Mashe Perish Bekuntres, the second thing, the Muzger Eine Mishtaleya Chutz Legimel Machnes, And so that's how Rashi explains, that's the sfore, that we don't look at a muzger according to Rab Meir, because he's going to lose tafs of the alma, because now you can send him chutz l'gimel machnes. His chazaboy, Rashi was chazer. Where was Rashi chazer? We have on Mayat Kotten, a perish of Rashi k'sav yad, there Rashi was chazer. To be perikame, the Megillah, Koma, Cholinyin, Shiluach, Zeveze, Shoven, the Gemara says, Klo, Ein, Beimitzayre, Muchlet, Olzayme, Muzger, Ala Priya, Prima, Cholinyin, Shiluach, Zeveze, Shoven. Both of them are similar. Olefize, so therefore, so, Toistvis is Chaylik and Rashi in two Nekudis. Nekudis number one, Tashmish, is there's no chilek in Tashmish between a muzger and a muchlet, and in Shiluach there's no difference. Olefize koshe, my shayich tzavse de ishtoi, the tzavse da alme, be muzger or be muchlet. So now Tosfos is getting down to brisk tacks. So Tosfos is saying, let's speak about a muzger. That we hear two lashonis in Rebbe. What the din is by a muzger? So the Gemara says, if Rebbe holds tafse de ishtoi odiv, so it's better for him, even if he becomes tamei, because he'll get back his wife. That's not true. His wife was with him when he was a muzger also, number one. And there was one lashon in Rebbe, that you can't look at a muzger because he's going to lose tafse de alme. That's also not true. He lost tafse de alme when he was a muzger already. Is my shavit rekoshe, my shayich tzavse de ishtoi, ve tzavse de alme, be muskir, be muhle.